Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are in the technology session of iPhone Basics. I've been on the call since 12 noon, and there's so much information already, and it's only half of the day one, and we have 5 days of this. This is awesome. Hopefully, you're taking some notes, and if not, of course, all of these sessions are being recorded, and they'll be put on our senior division page, and you'll be able to get that, too. My name is Janie Degenshine. I'm the president of both technology and senior divisions in my state here in New Jersey. I happily welcome you to our technology session. The previous session was like a chat session. It worked out great. People got to ask a lot of questions. The session before that was hobbies, and they spoke about listservs. So I'm going to give you my 30-second commercial for listservs. Join the listserv, sign up today, and get your questions answered right away. Finding solutions for all things tech. Just join the listserv on NFBnet. That's NJ Tech Div. That's the name of the listserv if you want to join it. That's our tech division listserv in New Jersey. A lot of the people that are here on this call are also on the listserv. So if you need a question and you don't want to wait or you don't know who to call, if you sign up for the listserv, you can do that and you'll get an answer. It's wonderful. So in the next 5 days, it's our hope that you will listen with understanding ears, a calm spirit, and an open heart. It's our goal to introduce you to some ways of thinking using an iDevice and other things as well. We're going to discuss our tips and techniques so you can share them with others. I encourage you now to sit back, listen, and be ready to ask a question. Now, our presenter today is my friend Steve Cook from South Carolina. Let me give you a little bit about Steve Cook. He sent me a few things, and there were so many. I was page seven. No, only kidding. But he's the first vice president of the Computer Science and Technology Division in the state of South Carolina, of which I was a part of their state convention, and he did an awesome job. And he also works for the South Carolina Commission of the Blind. Steve and I will present several topics today. After each one, there'll be a slot for questions. So it's not going to be just questions at the end. We'll pause and we'll do a couple of hand raisings and then we'll move to the next topic. Be mindful, there are about 60 participants, I'm assuming, on this call. So if they're sharing the session with you, they also need to share the time when you're giving questions. So kind of be concise if you can, so everybody has a chance. Be mindful of that. Okay, so Steve, are you here?
I am here, Janie.
Are you psyched?
I am. Are you?
I am. I'm getting like you. I am. Okay. I'm going to pretend that I'm a brand newbie to the iPhone and iDevices, and I know nothing. So if you're that person in the audience, I'm representing you. And if you're not, just bear with us because I'm sure you'll still learn something. Today, we're going to move into basics of iDevices. And here are some of my basic questions. Steve, I don't even know what VoiceOver is. Can you share that with us?
I certainly can, Janie. VoiceOver is a screen reader for an iDevice. If you have heard of JAWS or Navigator or formerly WindowEyes, VoiceOver is a screen reader for an Apple iPhone or even a Mac. And I have an iPhone XR here running 14.01 with VoiceOver on it. And I'm going to unlock my screen.
One notification, Twitter, 4 minutes ago, Dallas Cowboys tweeted.
And yes, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan from South Carolina. So I'm just going to move my finger across the screen, starting at the top left corner. Now, this is considered my home screen, and I've got it set up or customized to my preferences. You can do that as well once you learn how. So starting at the top left, Danny, can you hear my VoiceOver?
I can, but it's kind of low side. If you can raise the volume, might help.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 45 unread emails.
That's great. Great.
Okay. Double tap to open. So as you can see, I've got a few emails on my phone that I need to read. And just
some of them are mine.
Yes, they are. And I'm just going to move my finger around the screen. This is one method for you to explore the screen.
Mail, 45 unread emails. Double tap to settings. Facebook now. Amazon Kindle is App Store. One update. Travel folder. NFB folder.
There's my NFB folder.
folder, 8 apps, enter the item folder, 4 apps, iTunes store.
And so another way that I can move around the screen, and this is the way that I maneuver around the screen 99% of the time, and it's called flicking. So I'm going to start at the top left corner again, and then I'm going to flick to the right as if I'm flicking a piece of dust off the screen. And I can explore any screen with those two methods. And if I want to open one of those, I'll double tap on it. We'll go into that later, which VoiceOver, here again, is a screen reader that reads the text now to me on the screen. And I can flick up and down and listen to what VoiceOver is telling me. Puts me in edit mode. And I'm going to double tap, which double tap is one finger, and you just tap, tap, like we were talking about with our canes earlier, a double tap with a cane. And the train you heard, it lets me know that I got a new email. And here again, starting at the top left, I can flick.
Your speech is low again, Steve.
And there's my Monday afternoon trip toolbar toggle filtering. And that was my Uber receipt from coming home from work today. And so if I wanted to read that,
unread WCOS's Iron Country Daily, unread Uber receipts.
I double tap.
This message contains unloaded total.
And then
swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap toolbar delete button.
And then if I wanted to read this particular message, I would take two fingers and flick up from the bottom.
Boxes. 45. Thanks for writing.
Shannon. Oh, this is my wife's receipt.
Then double tap. Thanks for writing. Shannon. We're glad to have you as an Uber Rewards Gold member. Total $7 and so you earn 15 points on this trip.
So as you
swipe
see,
up or down to select a custom
I
action.
Can read that.
Then double tap to act toolbar. Delete button.
And I can even set my, what they call rotor, to move word by word and spell that word by headings. And a lot of the commands, or I should say, gestures that you use when reading in an email or maneuvering around on the home screen, you'll do a lot of that in the every app, just about. And with the iPhone XR, this was my first phone without a home button. And it's really easy to use. It just took me about a day and a half to get used to using it without the home button. For those of you that have a phone that still has the home button that takes you home or to the app switcher, and you're concerned about using a phone without a home button, it's actually simple. Once you get used to it, you go to the bottom of the screen with your, I use my right index finger, and I slowly move my finger up from the bottom of the screen.
App switcher. Mail.
That took me to the app switcher.
Swipe up with three.
And then if I want to go to the home screen, I just go up a little further. And it took me to the home screen. So let's pause there. And if there are any questions at this point on what we've covered, feel free to raise your hand and we will see if we can answer them.
Great. Anybody have any questions? Raise your hand.
Don't be shy.
Hands raised, Jamie.
What, honey?
Apparently there are no hands raised.
Okay, so we'll continue.
Okay. So what would you like to know about next, Janie?
Oh, well, I want to know what's the difference between VoiceOver and Siri, and what is Siri?
Siri is a virtual assistant. For those of us that have the Echo devices or the Google devices in our home, you can use her with voice activation. For example, I can ask Siri, what is the temperature in New Jersey today?
It's hard to hear, Steve. Can you make it louder?
So Siri told me in Trenton, New Jersey today, the high will be 70 and the low 40. And you can ask her, you can ask her football scores, stats on just a variety of different things. It's fun to ask her different questions and hear her answers sometimes. Let me see if I can increase my Siri volume.
Thank you.
What is the weather and what is the weather forecast for Columbia, South Carolina?
It's currently clear on 79 degrees. Temperatures are heading down from 79 degrees to 63 tonight.
Was that any better, Janie?
Much better. What voice are you using?
The Irish one.
Yeah, okay, good. That's what I thought. Great.
I was having issues with one of the versions in 13 before they updated to 14, mm-hmm. and with the Samantha voice, and I went through the different voices, and I found, the Irish one. I was like, ooh, I like her. I'm going to leave it on that one.
Good.
But the funny thing you can ask Siri is like, why is a fire engine red? And see, she'll come back with funny stuff sometimes. You can ask her, for example, here in Columbia, what is the address for the closest Walmart? No.
The next one is Walmart. The closest Walmart is on Knoxville Drive Pace. Walmart will get 2 stars. It's open today from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Does that one sound good?
Cancel.
Okay.
And we'll talk about this later, but you can also get Siri to send text messages for you. And I always give a disclaimer with that. Be sure to read them before you send them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of the fun things I do with Siri, Steve, is I say things like, how many miles is it between West Orange, New Jersey and Columbia, South Carolina? It'll come back with, 1,287 miles or whatever. And I learn a lot of facts that way. How many lakes are there in Minnesota? You can ask all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I've even asked here in South Carolina. We have a big lake called Lake Murray, and I've even asked her what is the deepest point in Lake Murray? And, mm-hmm. She comes back with answers like that as well. But mm-hmm. yeah, you can ask Siri to give you, if you're in a vehicle or if you're walking, you can say, give me walking directions to whatever your destination is. Mm-hmm. And she will pull up walking directions for you. Or if you're riding in a Uber or a regular taxi cab in your area, you can get directions that way to make sure the driver is not taking the long way to run the meter up.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, should we pause here and see if there's anybody that has any questions, or maybe they have a comment, or maybe they even have something they do with Siri that they'd like to share? What do you think?
That would be awesome.
Three, I think.
Jamie, we have three participants with raised hands. We're going to begin with Sharon. So I have asked her to unmute. Sharon, you may have to swipe left to right a few times or press *9 to unmute. After Sharon is Marty. I'm going to ask him to unmute. And after Marty is Nancy Yeager.
Very good.
Participants. We also have Carol. So if you guys could figure out how to unmute. Right now we have Marty unmuted. So Marty, you have the floor.
Thank you. Go ahead, Marty.
Hi, this is Marty.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I actually wanted to go back to the voiceover commands.
Certainly.
I'm not visually impaired, but I work with visually impaired people in the state of Utah in Cache Valley. And I have several people who don't want to get an iPhone. They would rather use an Android. What mm-hmm. is the one for Android?
You mean the voiceover? It's called TalkBack.
TalkBack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And does it operate similar? Because I'm just learning these things. So it operates similar to the voiceover with an iPhone?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Who else is next?
Next, we have Nancy, who's unmuted, followed by Carol's iPad.
Hey, Nancy, you're unmuted, honey. What is your question or comment?
Well, it's a comment. If anybody out there is, like me, not a great speller, I use Siri to spell things like names and such. Most of the time, he just reads them out, or she. Every once in a while, she'll say, "Check this out from the internet." At which point, I say things that my mother wouldn't let me say.
Very good. That's a good comment. Yes, it's great for spelling. And you can ask it to repeat it so you can get it down if you're writing it on a paper or typing it on a computer. Very good. Thank you, Nancy.
Hey, Carol, you're unmuted.
Carol, welcome, honey. What's your comment or question?
Thank you. I have a comment that's kind of a funny one.
Great.
I got mad at Siri one day and yelled something at her, and she said, "Too loud." So you might get a funny answer like that. Okay, I wonder, a lot of times I'll call and ask a question for some facts, and it'll take me online. And it used to be, it seems to me, that you could ask Siri to read further, or they'll give you a link, and she would read the content, to answer your question. But it seems lately like that has stopped? Is that the case? Or is there something I need to do other than actually going to the website and ending up searching around?
Steve, you want to take that?
I was going to say, I have noticed that myself, especially with the release of 14, when you ask for information, she'll say, here it is. And instead of reading it out to you like before, and she'll give you little one, two liners, and then you have to go to the website to read more on it. I have noticed that as well. I think that is just a change in the iOS, which is their operating system that they have slowly drifted to.
Okay, and so what is the means for letting them know you'd like that to go back to the way it was?
You can send an email to apple@accessibility.org, I think is the address. Email address that you can send comments to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Jerry, one of the hosts. Could I make a comment?
Of course you can.
Sure.
There's also an Apple Disability Support phone number, too, that I know as well, or that's out there that you could also call and contact and ask them and also give feedback.
I think, is that number 877-204-3930?
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Very good. Thank you.
Janie, this is your Zoom administrator. Sharon, you are unmuted, followed by Linda Wellman.
Very good.
Can you hear me?
We sure can, honey. Okay. Go ahead.
I wondered about, for people that have the phones with no physical home button, why they couldn't put a screen template cover on and mark that with a Velcro circle or something that can be seen through so that the home button would operate. The other thing is, Hey Siri doesn't work if your phone is locked. I know you hadn't gotten into Hey Siri yet, but people give you the impression Hey Siri will work all the time, and it does not. Hey Siri means you don't have to push the home button.
Yeah. I think there's a setting in 14.01 because I can say, Hey Siri, with my phone locked, and it'll help me.
Yes.
Mine will too.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting ready to go to the, a new iPhone. So that'll be
good.
Well,
just go up to iOS 14, the newest version, and you'll be able to do that again. Just look for it in settings.
I can't upgrade anymore because I'm on a 7.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Through my agency, I've got an iPhone 7, and I was able to install 14. Yeah.
So, Janie, we have Linda up next.
Okay, Linda.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, in all of your travels, and do you have a recommendation for the best or one of the best navigation systems on your phone for walking?
Who wants to take that? There's so many. I mean, everybody's had a different perspective. Anybody want to take that of the group? Go ahead.
Lion Square. Sorry.
Line Square. Very good. That's generally the standard.
And why would you consider that better than anything else?
It's hard to say what better is. I mean, it depends what you're after. I mean, there's so many things that Blind Square can do. If you know your neighborhood and the streets around you, you can turn that app on, put it in your pocket and start walking, and it will tell you what direction you're going, what streets are coming. You can set all kinds of beacons and addresses. I mean, it has lots of things. So you have to, there are many, many, many out there. But that one to me is, it does cost too. So if you're looking for free, that would not be the one to get.
And Blind Square is now up to $39.99.
Janie, your next participant with the question has the last four digits of their phone number, 1625, followed by Ed, who's also unmuted.
Hi, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. And I just want to make clear, because I'm not sure, I know that anyone, blind or sighted, when they buy an iPhone, it has VoiceOver with it. It comes with it. But when you buy an Android, to get it to talk to you, don't you have to buy something extra? It won't just talk, will it? Androids?
This is Jerry. It's automatically built in under the accessibility option. It is a little bit more cumbersome to turn it on. It is not near as friendly to a blind person. Some say out of the box, maybe it is, but if you've ever had it purchased by someone else, it's not as friendly, but it's definitely built into the phone. And there are other features you can purchase too that will do the similar things, but TalkBack is definitely built into the Android phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else with a comment or question?
Ed, you're unmuted, Ed.
Ed, go ahead, honey.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ed.
Good afternoon.
My question is actually is two. Okay. I'd be sending my texts and, I might misspell a word. Is it first? Is it a way to delete just a word or do you have to delete the whole text? Because, you know, once I finish my sentence and Siri will say, are you ready to send? And it'll read back to me. I say no. But my question that made me think, can you just delete just one single word in a text? Is it possible?
I've never tried it with Siri. What I've had to do is just manually go in and delete that word and retype it. Or if it's one of those words where Siri always gets wrong, just manually type the word after I've deleted.
Okay.
I just tell her to change the whole text.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I've had a situation where if I say don't send it now, and then it's on the screen, but it says send or delete or whatever, I can change it there. I use my rotor and flick up and go to words, and then I can change it there. That's one thing. The other thing I wanted to add was, if you do a sentence at a time and just have it read it back to you, you can certainly say add, and it'll add another sentence. So I don't know if you're aware of that, but you can do that. And then at least if you're not, you know, sometimes you want to give your grandkid some information or your son or whatever, right, and you want to tell them three things at this food store, and you can only remember two at that moment.
Right.
So you just say two and let it now add bananas. That's the one I forgot, you know, that kind of thing. That's helpful.
Oh, so you can actually stop it.
Yep.
Okay. See, I did not know. That's very good. And my second question was the new 12 that I'm waiting for, the Max. I have the 10 Max now. Will it be the same gestures? That's my question. Or do you know?
I would assume the gestures are the same, but there could be other ones. I don't know. Does anybody know that?
They're definitely gestures are the same.
Okay.
And what's really nice too, I apologize. I just wanted to add this, was that you can actually create your own gestures. When I first got my 10, I could not get to that home button. I couldn't get back to the home screen for the life of me. So I created a gesture on my own, and the two fingers swipe to the left and it works. So that there's a little, you have to play with that a little bit, but it's really nice that you can create your own gestures for different features.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. And speaking on the home button, on my 10, they said if I just hit the right button on the right side, it takes me back to home every time.
Oh,
let me try that, because I wasn't aware of that one.
Yeah.
Well, it locks the phone. If you don't hold it just right, it'll lock.
Right. Yeah.
It'll lock it. Mine just locks it. I just hit it real quickly.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no more hands raised, Linda, then I'm going to continue on with my third question.
There are three more hands raised.
Okay,
Janie.
We'll take the three hands. One hand at a time.
Yes, exactly. So the person with the phone number ending 4245, you are unmuted.
Hello, this is Carol Wright. Hello?
Hello,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, okay. I am slowly learning my iPhone. I love it, but I'm not learning fast enough. I go to VoiceOver, and I will do fine for just a little bit, and then my phone just goes berserk. It starts going loud. It just goes berserk. I've tried it many different times. I'm going to have to get a new mentor, because mine is now teaching full-time in the public school system in Colorado. But are other people having that problem when they go to VoiceOver? I have an Apple 10.
Anybody have any trouble? I don't have any trouble with VoiceOver on mine, but does anybody have a trouble that they can help?
No, I'm not having any issues like that with the 10R and up running 14.
Could you describe, when you say berserk, is it just the volume up? Sometimes... Are you talking about like it echoes, and sometimes it sounds like it's talking like Max Hedren? You know, that happened to me the other day. Sometimes I just turn off VoiceOver. It's not a perfect fix, but turning off VoiceOver, turning it back on. And sometimes too, even shutting your phone all the way down completely and then ringing it back, sometimes will clear up things that you just don't understand. And it could just be the iOS version right now. But it's just a glitch. Sometimes there was a problem with voicemail for a long time. they finally fixed, but it's you're not crazy. It definitely it's there, but just try turning off VoiceOver. I hope you have a hotkey or something set up to turn off VoiceOver. Turn it back on again.
Okay. Next up, and I recognize this number, and it's 8221. Jennifer, you channel. You have
very
the floor.
Good, Jennifer. You have the floor, Miss New Jersey. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not a techie. I think I heard a gentleman say a few minutes ago that he has an iPhone 8, and did he say he was able to install the 14 into the 8? Did I
yes,
hear?
You can. Yes.
You can.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I have, the 8. It works fine. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And a quick tip on how to turn off VoiceOver is just say, Siri, turn off VoiceOver. VoiceOver is turned off. Siri, turn on VoiceOver. VoiceOver is turned on. So that's the easiest way to do it. And then see if it clears up. If not, then reboot. That's the famous words, right? If not, then reboot.
That's it. Okay.
I am so concerned now. I'm getting so confused. Can you share some VoiceOver gestures? Because now you said flick and you said tap and double tap. And I don't know when I use these things. Can you help me?
Maybe so. But the flick and the double tap, the flick is when you go from left to right on your screen. Hold on, my screen locked on me.
So I'm going to go down to select a custom action.
Right.
Double tap to active toolbar. Delete button.
So I'm going to go from right to left with flicking, as Janie asked. And it, a flicking to the right from left to right takes you forward. And on my home screen, it's, you've got four columns across. And depending on how many icons will depend on how many rows you have on that particular screen. Now, if I want to go in reverse, I am going to flick from right to left, and it's going to take me backwards.
iTunes, settings, reminders, calendar, mail.
And it took me back. I went back to the top of my home screen. And so if I want to go from page to page, because on my particular iPhone, I have two pages because I have a lot of folders where I've got different apps. And I am going to do a three-finger swipe from right to left.
Page to three.
And that took me to page two of three. You heard it say. And another way that you can go from page to page.
Page two of three.
Is
adjustable.
Either up or down.
Swipe
here
up
where
or
it
down
says,
with one finger to adjust the value.
Case two of three.
Amazon, page one of three.
And so there it took me back to page one.
Mm-hmm.
And on my particular phone, Janie told you one way about turning off VoiceOver. Another way, and that's the wonderful thing, just like with Windows.
Screen curtain.
Oh, I put the screen curtain on. I'll tell you about that shortly.
Speech off.
Okay, so I just turned speech off with a three-finger double tap.
Mm-hmm.
That's three fingers hitting the screen all at the same time. So I'm going to turn it back on. And then you heard mine say screen.
Screen curtain.
Screen curtain on. What that is, it blacks your screen out. So if I was in, you know, a waiting room on the bus or somewhere and there were other people around and I had a headset on listening to VoiceOver, but I didn't want a person beside me seeing what is on my screen. So I can turn the screen curtain on. And if somebody sighted looks at my screen, all they see is black. But yet VoiceOver still works as it should. And I normally keep mine on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've heard, you know, depending on who you, how you want to believe, but I've heard some people say it saves on your battery and I've heard some people say it doesn't matter, but you know, I just do it for privacy. What other type of gestures would you like to know, Ms. Janie?
Well, somebody told me that if you do a four finger double tap, it brings up help and then you can practice your gestures there. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is a good feature. Ah, oh, come on. Get all my fingers on the screen.
Sounded like he was Jersey with that. Oh, come on.
I know.
I learned it from y'all, Miss Linda, on y'all's calls.
Oh.
Can't get all my fingers lined up. Oh. There it went.
Starting help. There you go. And then you can practice there.
Two fingers scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
And so now I can just touch the screen. That was just with one finger. Now I'm going to take one finger and tap the screen twice.
One One finger double tap. Activate.
Now I'm going to touch it with two fingers just one time.
Travels.
Now I'm going to hit the screen three times with two fingers. Twice. And so as you see, this is a great feature. I'm going to flick like I was talking about.
One finger swipe right. Move to next item.
Now I'm going to flick from right to left.
One finger swipe left. Move to previous item.
Now I'm going to flick from top of the screen to the bottom.
One finger swipe down. Next wonder item.
Now I'm going to flick from one finger up from the bottom of the screen.
One finger swipe down. Previous wonder item.
Now I'm going to take two fingers and pull down from the top of the screen.
Two fingers swipe. Read aloud.
Now I'm going to do that from the bottom and swipe up.
Two fingers swipe up. Read from top.
And then I'm going to do what they call the rotor, which I like to describe it like you're putting a key in a lock, and you're taking that key, and with the rotor, you can either turn it clockwise or counterclockwise. And as the gentleman was talking a few minutes ago about going in and adding your own gestures, I actually went in and added a two-finger swipe right in order for me to do the rotor easier.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the one
good.
I added. And that's much easier for me instead of that rotor command. But a lot of people I encounter, and we talk about the rotor, they don't have any issues with it.
Mm-hmm. And to get out of the rotor, how do you do that? Not get out of the rotor, to get out of help, excuse me. There's two
no
ways.
No problem. If you have the keyboard up, you can have just hit escape or hit the four-finger triple tap again.
Four-finger double tap, yes?
Yep.
Yep. Or you can hit the home button, I think, and that'll bring you out of it, too.
There it goes. I stopped it.
Very good. All right. That makes me feel much more confident because somebody told me that the gesture for rotor, which made me understand it a little bit better, for me was that I'm opening up, if you're old enough to remember, locks on a gym locker in school. If you turn your fingers like you're opening up your lock, 7 to the right, 14 to the left, and open up and you get your gym uniform out, that's the rotor, that movement of your first finger and your thumb going kind of like from 12 and 6 to 3 and 9 at the same time.
Oh,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom. So that's how I was taught. Just another little quick tip. Does anybody have any questions on gestures right now? Are there any hands that need to be spoken for? Yes.
There were two hands are raised. I'm not sure if it's for gestures. They may have been from earlier.
That's fine.
Just sent a request to Linda Wellman and Sharon to please unmute. Currently, Sharon is unmuted, so you can go first, Sharon.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay. I was going to say the lady that said her phone was going berserk. If it's going berserk and doing all kinds of vibrating and things when you're trying to delete letters or something, you might go into settings and check your keyboard sensitivity.
Good. Thank you.
Linda, you're unmuted.
Hi. I was just wondering, when you're trying to put something in, I usually put my phone in dictate, but if I'm trying to add a contact, it will dictate names and letters, but it will not dictate numbers, and I was just wondering if there's any version of iPhones that will be doing that or do already do it.
That is a good question, and I'm not aware of any. And I'm like you, when somebody calls me and I don't have their number in my contacts and I answer the phone, and then once I go into my recent calls, I can go in there and under the more info and actually add them in under my contacts, and their number is already there, and then I can just dictate their first and last names.
Very good. That's a good clue. Thank you.
We have Judy. There. Now all of a sudden she's gone. Judy was unmuted. Okay. Judy Nelson, are you still there, Judy?
I'm here.
And muted her, and now she's disappeared from the list. Okay. I'll keep a lookout in case she comes back. Janie, that is all your raised hands.
Okay, thank you. So now I have a new iPhone, and I can't
Judy's
even answer.
Oh, Judy's back. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Judy,
don't be sorry. Go ahead, Judy.
Apologies for interrupting.
No problem.
Judy, you are unmuted.
Go ahead, Judy. There we go. Yes?
But she's muted again. I asked her to unmute.
All right.
Breaking news: man to face federal charges for arson.
Well, we'll hold her question to the next time because we're going to get some more questions.
Okay.
So the next one is, I don't even know how to make a call, answer a call. I don't know. It's a phone and I can't even use it as a phone. Can you help me?
I can. That's one of the first things I like to advise people to do. is first, when you get an iPhone and you get the voiceover turned on, let's work on making a phone call first. So what you can do, you can use Siri if you know the phone number, since they're not in your contacts yet. You could say, call 803-260-1292 and Siri will respond calling with the number and the number will go through. That's one way of making a phone call. And once you've made that phone call, then you can go into your recent calls and add that particular number to your contacts. Or, for example, if you already have somebody in your contacts, like, for example, my wife, Shannon, I can say, call Shannon Cook. And Siri will ask me, because I have three different numbers in there for her. She'll say, call Shannon Work, call Shannon iPhone, or call Shannon Home. And so at that point, you can specify. But in the beginning, if you know which number you want to call, like I could say, call Shannon Cook iPhone. And it will go ahead and start dialing her iPhone number. Mm-hmm. That's why it's good when you're putting in your contacts to label them, whatever the preference may be for you, just to label that particular number. And if you don't know the number, or I should say if you do know the number, let me turn my volume back up. So I'm going to go into the phone icon.
Selected phone all button.
I'm going to go to keypad.
Tab bar selected contacts.
Okay, and the keypad on here is set up just like any other phone keypad. The 123456789*0#. So I'm going to put my finger on the screen. And I've got mine set, so when I find my number or my letter, I just lift my finger and it types it for me. I accidentally hit a 5, so that's good. Down here at the bottom, I'm going to go to my bottom left and flick left one time, and there's the delete button. And it announced what I deleted. And once I get in my number below the 0, is a call button. And if I were to double tap that now, it would call this particular number. And up under my recents, across the bottom, from the left, you have favorites,
recents,
contacts,
3 of 5, selected, keypad,
keypad,
voicemail, tab,
and voicemail,
5 of 5,
and
favorites, recents, 10.
Here's a list of my recents. See, it's reading out these names because they are in my contacts. Now, if Janie were to call me, we've spoke on the phone a few times, especially before the senior retreat, working things out. Mm-hmm. When my phone rings, and it will announce, depending on how you have them listed in your contacts, it will announce the name or the phone number if you do not have a name in there. And a lot of times, if it comes up with just the number, it will tell you where that particular number is from. And the way that you answer is a call is, on my right hand, I take my index and middle finger and open it up just a little bit, like an upside down V. So they're spread apart just a little bit. And I do a 2-finger double tap to answer the call. And then at that point, it answers the call. And I say, hey, Janie, how are you doing today? Because I had her in my contacts.
Yay.
We proceed with our conversation. And then once we're done, you can hit that same gesture to hang up the phone.
Very good. Anywhere on the screen, they tell me. I don't have to find anything.
Correct.
That's so nice. I was wondering if anybody has any questions now before we go to our last segment.
Currently, there are no hands raised.
Okay good.
Judy Nelson.
Judy Nelson, go ahead.
I'm trying to unmute her. Judy, you may have to swipe left to right a few times until it says to unmute.
Alert.
There you go, Judy. Bingo, we did it.
All right, baby.
I'm actually on the computer, and it has not allowed me to raise my hand. My question dates back to the initial, when we first started at 3 o'clock. One of the hosts was going through the home screen, and yes. I heard a lot of folders. I have a new iPhone 11. I've had it for about 2 weeks. Initially, I turned it off and put it in the closet and never wanted to see it again. But I'm getting there. I'm a lot better. But I don't have anything that says folders. They're all apps. So my question is, where did you add those folders to your home screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I won't ask how, because I don't know if we want to go down that rabbit hole right now. But the question, someone asked a question about dictating contacts. In my iPhone 11, I can dictate the name, but not the number. And correct. My IT daughter told me you can't dictate numbers. So to answer that question, no, you cannot dictate numbers.
Very good. Thank you. And we will do the folders probably in another session, because I want to get through texting real quick here. This is the basic stuff. But thank you for that.
Okay, so I have sent a request to Carol's iPad to unmute. Carol, you may need to swipe left to right a few times until you're prompted to double click and accept the request to unmute. So let's give her a few seconds for that, Janie.
Yep.
Nothing yet. There she goes. Carol, okay. Carol, did it.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
When it comes to putting a number in to do the one touch call, and you've got to put commas between the first number that's given and the second number, I use an 8 plus iPhone. And I was told you'll have to put at least two commas in there, even though only one is given you in the number. And I was told how to do that, you know, to go to the shift key and double tap. But then I had a terrible time finding where the commas were. And I had to call the Apple accessibility number to get help with that. And they had to call somebody to figure it out with that particular serial number of 8 plus. And it was a real shocker. I had to put three commas in there. And I think I had to swipe. It was either right or left to get to the 5 button. And I could only put one comma in at a time. It would go in, and then I'd have to double tap on the shift button again to get out of that mode of putting commas in, and then double tap on it again to get back in that mode to do another comma. And I just wanted to share that just in case anybody else is having the same problem.
Thank you.
This is Jerry. I just have a suggestion. And maybe this is more complicated than what you just did, but I typically go into like a text message and create the thread of the entire number with the commas and the pound, and then I copy that and then paste
copy
it in.
That
works. I can never find a comma inside the phone option, so I just
figure it out. If it doesn't come to me, you know, in a text message, if somebody's dictating it and I write it down on the Braille writer or something, you know, I've got to go the other way. So
that's fine. There's many ways to do it, and that's also very good, because whatever works, works. And thank you for sharing that.
Janie, you have no more raised hands.
Great. Then we're going to go on to the last segment, and it's 3:52, I think. So this one is, how and when do I text? What do I text? How do I do it?
Texting is always up to you, whether you want to just call or text people. If I've got something quick to tell someone, normally I'll send them a text if I don't need an urgent answer right then. But if I need an answer, okay, Janie, what is the password to get into the meeting for today? I'm not going to send her a text. I'm going to, if I've got her phone number and I'm in a place where I can call her, I'm going to call her. But if I say, Janie, what time is the senior retreat class on Saturday? Then at that point, I can send her a text because I don't need it right then. And with the text, also, if you're sending from iPhone to iPhone, you can actually send an audio text to some, to people as well, which is pretty cool. They get to hear your voice. And one thing, if you haven't figured this out, when sending text, Like, for example, I was using the time for Saturday's class. I could say, hi, Janie, hope you're having a great day, period. What time is the senior retreat class on Saturday? Question mark. Be sure to say your punctuation, and that way when VoiceOver reads it back to Janie, she gets all of that, and you know, it just sounds much better as it flows with VoiceOver. And as far as texting, like LOL for laugh out loud, BRB, be right back, I know some of those, but a lot of them I don't know, especially with the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
But texting is, you know, just short and quick. And a few times I had a friend, we were texting back and forth, and I was like, forget this, I'm just going to call.
Oh, well, you know, we have a whole series of senior texting. We did it for our senior corner in New Jersey. And one of them I remember right now is BYOT, not BYOB. Bring your own teeth.
Now, see, I was thinking telephone.
Is there anybody with comments or questions regarding texting?
This is Jerry. I just wanted to make a comment. You can also say new paragraph, and that really makes the reading of it really a nice option. And one other thing is, too, if you forgot, say you want to contact somebody that you haven't contacted in a while, but you couldn't remember the last text you sent from them, you can ask your phone, read my text messages from Tony Johnson, and it'll read the last three or four that they sent to you. I know you can just say send a text to that person, but sometimes it's nice just to go back to a specific one person and get them to read it. Because once your phone acknowledges that you've read the text, if you say read my text messages, it will say you don't have any. But if you give it a specific name, it will read those texts.
Very good. Those are good comments. And you can also say new line as well. That also helps make it clearer. Yep. Thank you. Are there anybody with comments? We have 3 minutes left, or a comment or a question before we wrap this up.
Nancy just raised her hand. I just sent her unmute.
While she's unmuting, on Wednesday, we are definitely going to cover the Microsoft Seeing AI app. Is there another app people would like for us to cover?
We can ask that now. We could even ask them to come prepared to share an app that they use that they'd like to share with the group. That would be good, too.
Either way, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
We are flexible.
Yes. Unmute. Very good. Hello, honey.
One thing that I have found a lot with when I'm doing text messages, Siri doesn't get everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you say something and Siri gets something a lot different that you want to make sure you don't send.
Amen.
Right. Well, I sent one thing to a friend of mine years ago, and she said, I don't understand what it says. So she copied it and sent it back to me, and it was supposed to say, rapid words, and it came out rabbit turds.
Yes, that's
so. Yes, you're right. Be careful what you send. Oh boy,
that's why my disclaimer: do your best to read it before you send it.
Yeah, I have.
Jamie, you have one more hand raised, but
okay,
I want to say
this is the last one. You have about 10 seconds. Go ahead, honey.
But before we do that, I just want to say Siri does not understand Brooklynese. So if you're from Brooklyn, you have a hard time with Siri.
There you go.
With the last 4 digits, 7186, you are unmuted.
Les Cameron, Georgia?
Yes.
How do I know what phone to buy? Because I'm thinking I still have a flip phone.
You know what? That's a personal decision. It depends on what you see, don't see, the size of your hand, what you're looking for. Your best bet is to go, if you can, even with COVID, to some Apple store and actually, you know, physically touch things. Take your gloves with you and really feel things. To me, it's a personal choice. And also the size, the best bargain is the 2020 SE 2020. That's $400, and it's got one of the fastest processors, and it's really a smaller thing to hold. So that would be my suggestion if you're asking for a suggestion. But I still think it's a personal decision. It's like saying, what kind of trousers should I buy? You know?
Janie, you have no more raised hands, and I just want to thank Steve for doing such a great job.
I want to thank the hosts on this call that helped us through this call. I want to thank the participants for being here and sharing with us. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we have Matt Volbrecht, and he's going to take us through a day in the digital life. So be prepared. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you then.